We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.
Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you are listening to No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1137, I tell you. 1137! And this is a show about defeating the applicant tracking system. Now, I want to say to you something I say all the time. Never, ever apply for a job through an applicant tracking system if it's avoidable. Apparently, in this case, it isn't. You can't get a referral to the hiring manager. You can't even find the hiring manager. So if you're going to apply, this is the best way to defeat the system. Hope you find it helpful. Please give it 5 stars in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you listen to the show. It's Saturday. I'm having fun, okay? And let us get going, okay? I must tell you, it's taken me a long time, but I finally figured out a strategy to help you defeat an applicant tracking system. Here's how it goes. Now, amazingly, this involves cover letters, something that's such an anachronism in these modern times that for most people it's a complete waste. But for an applicant tracking system, I think it's actually going to be the way of defeating them. Here's how it goes. Most people use a cover letter. You know, they send in a separate attachment, right? That's not going to really help you with an applicant tracking system. And, you know, if you put it in the body of an email, that doesn't help with an applicant tracking system either. But follow me for a second. What I encourage people to do is take a job description that you know exists. Like you're submitting a resume because you saw an ad and you decided you don't have the time or inclination to track down the hiring manager or to network to the hiring manager, and you're going to actually submit your resume through the applicant tracking system. God bless you, but this is the best thing I can suggest to you. So here's what you do. You make page 1 of your resume the cover letter and just slide everything down a page, right? So your resume actually begins at page 2. Page 1 of your resume has a section that's in 2 columns. The left column has the job description. The right column has how long and how recently you've worked with that particular skill. Here's how it defeats the system. The systems are generally looking at page 1 and maybe the beginning of page 2 for how your background meshes with the job. Everything in the job description is now on page 1, right? After all, everything that they're looking for, role, responsibilities, accomplishments, you know, if you're in IT, the technology you've used is part of what you're using in that list. And then you're going to tell them how long and how recently you've worked with it. So everything is on page 1, and it causes the system to choke and say, hey, this person looks like a fit. So, you know, at the end of the day, if you're going to submit your resume to an applicant tracking system, use a cover letter as page 1, following this format that I'm offering, and I'm sure you're going to get more interviews. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session.
You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare, too, and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.